With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is highlighting wider pledges to support Ukraine in case the U.S. backs away under a Donald Trump administration.
As Russian bombs continue to hit Ukrainian cities, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Ukraine is on its way to be able to stand on its own feet militarily, and that more than 20 other countries have pledged to maintain their own military and financial aid to Ukraine, even if the U.S. were to withdraw its support under a different president. Concerns among Ukraine and their supporters that Ukraine could lose vital U.S. support have increased as Trump's campaign surges and Biden's falters. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A cyber expert says today's global outage will take time to fully repair. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Sound Detector, which tracks user-reported disruptions to the Internet, recorded that many services across the world have been affected by the outage, although the disruption appeared piecemeal and was apparently related to whether the companies used Microsoft cloud-based services. Cyber expert James Bohr told the AP real harm would be caused by the outage because systems we've come to rely on at critical times are not going to be available.
We've got all of these critical systems. We've got obviously hospitals, airlines, banks. I've heard that there's emergency services involved.
I'm Charles de Ledesma, London.
Police say a Florida man accused of making threats against former President Trump, U.S. Senator J.D. Vance, and their families on social media has been arrested. The Jupiter Police Department said in a news release that officers arrested Michael W. Wiseman on Friday on charges of written threats to kill. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 377 points. This is SRN News. Joe Biden wants to change the Supreme Court.
The president would like to make a number of adjustments to the way in which the justices operate, foremost amongst them, term limits. But critics point out that this sudden desire for so-called, quote, reform of the court has only taken hold in Democratic minds since the court became more conservative, and specifically after it overturned Roe versus Wade. Democrats had no desire to change the court when it was delivering liberal verdicts. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court has refused to lift a judge's order temporarily blocking the Biden administration's new Title IX rule designed to promote transgenderism in schools. A panel of judges from the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals is keeping in place a preliminary injunction issued last month by a federal district judge in Kentucky. That order blocked the new rule in 6 states, Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, Tennessee, Virginia, and West Virginia. This is SRN News. GOP vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance's 2016 memoir and its movie adaptation are skyrocketing up the charts.
Hillbilly Elegy, a memoir of a family and culture in crisis, a glimpse into Vance's life growing up in a poor blue-collar family with a drug-addicted mother, has jumped to the top of Amazon's bestseller list. The Netflix adaptation, directed by Ron Howard and starring Glenn Close, has seen viewership increase by nearly 1,200%. The senator from Ohio and Marine Corps veteran formally accepted the nomination Wednesday night at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Former Congressman George Santos has lost a bid to get rid of part of the criminal case against him as he heads toward trial on charges that include defrauding campaign donors. More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.